Good evening. Welcome everyone to Denkoe Sesshin. Denkoe is translated by Koban Shina Roshi as the gathering of the gatherers of light. Denko means to gather light, to be light. And E means group or assembly. So it means the gathering of the gatherers of light, he said. Here we are, light gatherers. Thank you very much for coming to join us, be our guiding teacher. Would you like to say anything?
Oh, sure. Good evening and welcome. Yes, I. Today there was on the news the announcement that the Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded to Higgs and is it Engert or
I don't remember the other name, but
poor guy. right, but for the work that he had done in his theory that put the like last piece together for in particle theory in physics, and the way it's explained what he identified, and you know, I know Cliff is much better at this, but I was so taken by the terms that the term they described this field, Higgs boson field, is like a cosmic ocean, and then other phrases were used like you know, that the fact that the you know universe is brimming with this stuff, and here we have you know some kind of cosmic molasses of a field that as particles go through it, they actually gain mass, and that's what he just the two of them worked on. And there were many, many people involved in this, but the interesting part is that, you know, is that here's this energy, which here we now have a name for this field, and energy is one of the six paramitas, which is what will be the topic for this session. Most importantly is not only the historical teaching from our ancestors about the paramitas, which, by the way, are generosity, morality, there's tolerance or patience, and next is energy, meditation, and wisdom. So we're going to cover those, or at least try to get through as much as possible, with particular emphasis on contemporary life. So how do the paramitas work in our life today? What are the issues that come up around practicing the paramitas? Because the paramitas are really more than just techniques or method. They are really fundamental dimensions of the path of awakening. So it's an important teaching to consider, especially in light of this most fundamental teaching within Buddhism. I wanted to say that, you know, what sometimes when we think of paramitas, you know, people, well, what does that mean? It's a Sanskrit word. It means perfection. So it's also six paramitas or six perfections. And in this sense, paramita means crossing over to the other shore. We'll get into more of that, what does that all mean? But we're basically moving from ordinary, everyday kind of way we would act in the world to actually refining our life through these various practices and insights into the way things are. So sometimes perfection is really, it can be a loaded term because it's not, you know, paramita is probably more suited in sometimes when we use words in English, we have all this, you know, connotation. So perfection, oh my, that must mean there's some end game to this whole thing. If I work really hard, I will, you know, reach the perfection of, you know, energy or the perfection of meditation. And that's really not the case. Because, first of all, it violates the most basic Buddhist concept, which is everything's changing, everything's impermanent, nothing's fixed. So how can your awakening be fixed? It's a continual process. It just keeps going on. There's no end game. That doesn't mean that there isn't some stages, but it's not the same as, like, arriving. Of course, there are signposts along the way which give you some indicators where you are, but it's still not like, well, now I made it, I've arrived. It's, you know, it's not like you make be the CEO of Six Paramitas or something. It's not that. So we'll just work on, you know, the material, and hopefully as we investigate each paramita, because they starting with generosity, because they do build on one another, and wisdom is the one that is infused in all of them and helps to actually elevate the practice and teaching from an ordinary to a super mundane kind of experience. So I'll be looking to all of you to, you know, help share what your experiences are, because I have a few questions that, you know, after we look at the paramita from a historical point of view, we'll then, you know, investigate it from a contemporary point of view based on a few questions. You know, just questions about life, right? Nothing too daunting. Something that all of us have really something to give and share. So that will be the light, right? So that is...
Thank you. The form that we're beginning, the form of the sesshin, is a old light that we're carrying into this this time and this place. Many generations of people have done the same thing, and we're doing it again, carrying the light into the present moment. The form that we take is very special, and we should all take good care of it.